Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to Open Talk Radio, 313 The Flash.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Rated R 313 Wrestling Podcast. It's your boy, Greg DeMarc, with my good brother, Martez Ale. Day-Day, my other brother, will be with us here shortly. He's, you know how it goes, man. Shoot job called me today, man. I'm going to be starting the show here from my source of transportation.
Hey, you make it happen any kind of way, Greg. You know, kudos to you. You make it happen any kind of way.
Nah, I'm unloading my stuff in the shop, and I, you know, ran up out of there. When I got out, it was 1 minute, 11 seconds. So your show goes live. I'm like, all right, I made it, though.
Hey, one thing about you, and this, I remember you sent me over those videos of you commentating. Like, some people have it, and some people have to work to have it. And yes, you know, this show is rated R. We do a lot of loving, though, on this show, and I love my brother Greg. But you have the it factor. Like, you don't have to prepare for anything. You can just get on a mic and just do it. You know, and that's because you got that it factor. Some of us, we have to work to get that it, you know. We have to prepare
in my life. See, like, as far as the commentary and the show, I just have fun, and I, the way my life is, and I know all you know, you won't love this, but the best way I can explain it, you hit with a dick. So that being kind of the premise of my life, I don't plan for shit. The harder
I plan,
the more shit goes south.
What's
up,
everybody?
So, Day-Day, welcome.
Brother Greg.
And yeah, we're going to talk today about plans going south. And, hey, all last summer, all the shows me and Day, I mean, something we planned to make, but I was just saying, Day-Day, that it seems like the more I plan for things, the more they go south. So I don't really plan for things. I just have fun. I try to do what I can, and I try to do what I love as much as I can when it comes to business, you know what I mean? That comes first, because that, you know, that's how you take care of the family. But
of course.
Man. So, Day-Day, the burning question, I haven't even got a chance to ask you. Is our guest still going to be with us this evening?
I got a confirmation from Sin. He said he would be on at 7. I can't deny nor confirm that. He sent me a message saying he would, so, I mean, I can only go by the man's word. And so far, his word has been great to me, so I can say yes.
He'll be here, and I tell you, I know firsthand, as I was at work, this man had a rough day. Sure, he's going to tell you about it. a disappointing day. I learned a lot of ins and outs of wrestling the last 2 days and how difficult things can be and how difficult certain aspects of the wrestling business can be. And
things
can
get very...
We've seen it. I've seen it firsthand. Quite frankly, I benefited from a guy pulling a ring on a promotion last minute. You know, I actually twice I've gotten a call, hey, my ring got pulled day before. Once, you know, at the New Edge, you know, premiere at, you know, Chili's block party there in Dearborn Heights, man, it was day of. I got the message an hour after it was sent when I woke up that they needed the ring, and you know, I made it happen. Well, now it's a venue. New Edge gets canceled. So I'm going to do F5. F5 gets canceled. Dude, the fucking city. Fuck you, city, by the way. I'm going to name them because I definitely don't want to cause my good brother Stitches any more grief than he already has because he has to go to court. But he's got a restraining order keeping him from having his show. My man lives in the middle of fucking nowhere where you could shoot guns, scream to the top of your lungs, and no neighbor's going to hear you. I mean, it's that in the middle of nowhere. Well, apparently, this fucking government he lives in caught wind of the Deathmatch Circus and also of Saturday's show and shut that shit down. So,
there'd be no
F5. Another, you know, circumstances beyond control. So, Sin was booked for 3 wrestling events, FU, which was canceled a couple weeks ago, and F5 and New Edge, which have been canceled in the last 48 hours. So, you know.
That is outrageous.
So what we've been trying to work on, I'm sure people have seen the flyer. There was a flyer posted with a venue that we couldn't do in Romulus, and, you know, that it was not supposed to get released, actually. And drew a little bit of buzz and was like, yeah, this is happening, but stay tuned for the, you know, location and more information, and even announced the 5-way for the very first F5 championship. What a match that's going to be or was going to be, because, you know, as of right now, at this hour, the show's not going to happen, barring a miracle, which, in my opinion, there's a 5% chance that we could get that miracle, because... You know, I've been mentioning it to people, and, you know, I wish I'd have mentioned it to more people. You know, I'm trying to think, who has a pole barn? Who has a big space where we can, you know, get some parking and fit a couple hundred feet?
I mean, to be honest,
this was going to be the show of the fucking year. And we're coming out of XICW's 21st anniversary, and I'm telling you this was going to be the show of the year.
Oh, I agree with that, dude. XI, dude, I have not been to any of their anniversary shows. I went to the house parties with you, and I went to that one in Lincoln Park. And, dude, XI puts on hellified shows.
Oh, we'll
I'm
talk
not gonna...
about that here in a few. XI put on a hell of a show. But, no, I'm saying this Crab Wrestling and New Edge and F5, you know, super show, this Super Clash Detroit that – should have happened and didn't, would have been the show of the year, man. You've seen the poster. We had Darren McCarty.
Oh, yeah.
A lot of other. We're going to have,
MM3,
you know,
Atlas Hightower.
A little.
Dude,
yeah, MM3 was
going to
be in the match for the F5 championship.
I want to bring something up before Sin comes on. I want to bring up something. I want to bring up a couple things before Sin comes on. Is one
just avoid the subject of pipe bombs?
Yes, let's do that. So, listen, what do you guys think of Ring of Honor shutting his doors down until April? And they're gonna, and I just read something else is that what they're gonna try to reimagine themselves is like a indie promotion, which they're going, I want to say, going against their product almost. Because Ring of Honor has been around since 2002, since it's been born, and been one of the best wrestling promotions out there, with such promotions just as New Japan Pro Wrestling. And now they want to be an indie promotion, such as like a GCW. Now, what do you guys think about them releasing their whole roster and you know, just going on a hiatus?
Here's what I think. First of all, they did. They ran through the pandemic, and they paid all their guys, and they continued to produce wrestling. So they
even guys with one-offs, they were getting paid also for their one-offs and still not, you know what I'm saying, not doing anything, but still getting paid, and they're going to be, they were one-off people.
Right. So, you know, I think that here's a question that nobody really knows and hasn't been, how much financial trouble are they in? Because obviously this is due to finances, because we're not
right.
They spent too much money when they couldn't make any money off of it. And here's
right.
what I think. If you look back, a lot of companies tried to get too big and got buried, and CNA is a perfect example of that. You know what I mean? You hire all these people, now all of a sudden, ECW, you know, they're on cable, they're not making money, they're getting hammed. It's like, you know what I mean? It's sad when a company that is so great and it seems like has so much great potential to be so big gets too big and it squashes them. Ring of Honor. It's going to be the ECW of this generation, because the Ring of Honor brought us AJ Styles, Christopher Daniels, Samoa Joe, Daniel Dials, Daniel Bryan,
Kevin Dean, Kevin Owens. Sami
Kevin Owens, definitely.
A lot of the people that they have now, Seth Rollins,
Tyler
Black.
Sami Zayn, all these guys. Yes, Seth Rollins, Tyler Black. Yeah. More stars.
There's a lot of people
of this
that brought in.
Came out of Ring of Honor than anywhere else. And WWE, that talent was developed by Ring of Honor. WWE said,
and
you know
what's
they can
crazy?
Develop talent. Well, Ring of Honor developed
talent. You know
what's
crazy that you bring. When you bring that up, you know when you bring that up, as WWE, Vince McMahon himself was buying and the Ring of Honor talent, such as CM Punk and all these great talents that he has now. Now he's saying that he's not interested in none of the talents that Ring of Honor has to bring to the table. When Ring of Honor has a lot of great talents, such as Tyler Black, or Shane Taylor, you got a lot of people that are Ring of Honor right
that
now. EC3 is one of
that.
Yes, and. My thing is why is Vince McMahon now not interested in the talent that's in Ring of Honor that brought him such success, even such as AJ Styles, like you said, you know what I'm saying? AJ Styles, I want to say, is the biggest name that Vince brought in from Ring of Honor to WWE besides CM Punk, but you know
well,
what I'm saying?
I think he became famous as the staple of the X Division.
Right.
I think that's where, but... I mean, he's a Ring of Honor guy, but more
Seth Rollins,
Cesaro, Kevin Owens, you know, a lot of stars of this generation are Ring of Honor developed talent.
Right. I agree with you. But let's hopefully, okay, I'm going to break the news right now, guys. Next week on the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313, we will be having two former guests from the show coming back onto the show from the recent Ring of Honor stuff going on. Joseph Mandak III and my brother Sal Renaud, they're going to be making their way back onto the Rated R Wrestling Podcast next week, and we're going to see if we can get some insight of what was going on with, you know what I'm saying, with the Ring of Honor stuff going on right now. And also, maybe, I'm not 100% sure, I may be 60-40 on this, but who knows, Shane Taylor may bring something to the table for the first time coming out to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast 313. So next week, we're going to have some insight, hopefully.
Inside.
See what we get. Yes, exactly. So next week is going to be a fire show. I hope everybody's ready to, you know what I'm saying, better have some milk or some ice cubes or something, because it's going to get hot in here. And you're gonna have a burnt tongue, and you better have something to cool that boy down, because we don't get no cool down time over here at the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. This is never scripted. This is always shoot.
Always. And also
always.
Coming up, we're gonna have Mr. One Night Only, JP Ono. It's gonna be his birthday bash, November 27th. Kayfabe, the people's band, hits the road for the very first time. Our brother Coco T is going to be there. And man, while we're at it, we're going to I'm warning you. This is your warning right here. I'm putting you on the spot, Brother Martez. So we have, first of all, Tuesday at 6:30 or 10, it is Open Talk in the D, a more PG lax show with my man Martez and friends. Awesome show. Gotta check it out right here. Here, right here on Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.
Good luck. Open Talk Radio 313 The Flash.
Let's talk about this big event that's been announced. This big, grand event that's been announced that even I didn't know was coming until I seen the flyer.
Yeah.
It's what's the date, Martez? February?
Yeah, February 25th.
February 25th.
Yep.
For the first time that I know of in the Detroit area, an opportunity, a meet and greet with Mrs. Matt Ryder, Chelsea Green, independent wrestling superstar.
Yeah. That is huge. That is huge, man. I'm proud of you, Brother Martez. That's a big one because she's
Thank
not saturated
God.
In the Michigan area.
Right. Appreciate that. The reason I really can tell you all off air because of legal reasons. So I usually try to let you all know what's going on, but legal reasons, I couldn't say anything. But, I'm excited about this. I really thank God for the opportunity. Like, all of us are doing a good job. All of us doing a good job. So I'm happy that I could celebrate this with you two gentlemen. And, I can't wait to February.
Yeah. Dude. And I
We're
can't wait until February
the shit
either.
Out of that.
But what about November the 11th and November the 12th? I will be at both shows.
Ooh.
The GCW versus Horror Slam Round 2 and the GCW, Evil Dead or something like that, the show that's going to be. I will be at both shows.
Man.
And I will be getting that. I will, yeah.
GCW is bringing the star power this time to Detroit. They kind of
gave
us a fucked up B show, bro. Let's just try. I'm always tell it like it is. And I don't never bury or shit on anybody, really, unless, you know, you're a douchebag like Danny Limelight. But, you know, they brought us a fucking beat show. I'm just saying.
They did, but listen. The only reason why it's a beat show is because Matt Cardona's going to be there, and he's dissing our city, saying that we're the beat town
no,
city.
No, I'm saying they brought us a beat show last month, man. I'm saying... that after GCW versus Horror Slam, that GCW show, they brought the fucking B team to that bitch, dude. Come on.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, they did.
No, Nick Gage. No, I mean, was there Jimmy Lloyd? Was there GCW versus Horror Slam brought a million times the star power that GCW Detroit 1 did, okay? All right, let me just say that.
Yeah, I get you. But no, I want to talk about Matt Cardona, and I hope he's listening because I know he's a big podcaster his damn self. Matt Cardona, when you come to Detroit, man, just know that we are one of the biggest cities for wrestling, for being wrestling fans. I hope you know this. Just because you're from New York and whatever you're going to, Mr. Long Island, whatever you want to call yourself, Mr. Always Ready, I'm going to call you Deathmatch Cardona. But... you come to Detroit, man, I'm going to be there to see you. And I'm going to let you know how much Detroit is the A city when it comes to the wrestling.
Ooh.
I can't wait.
Ooh.
I can't wait.
Yeah, you're going to have to get that.
I would love to go to his house and just see his wrestling figures.
Dude, I would, too. I'm a big
man.
Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong, because Matt Cardona's podcast is awesome as awesome as his collection of action figures, dude. I used to listen to it a lot before I started my new job. But, dude, his podcast is awesome, but his attitude is shit. And he just proved it when he talked about Detroit, when he's been to Detroit itself and went to the Little Caesars Arena. And he's been here. He's been here. He should know. But this ain't just a WWE event that you were, you know, pushed over on. This is an actual show where the fans are going to let you know. And you, he should know this because he, when he beat Nick Gage, I have not seen so much trash in the ring since the day that Hulk Hogan turned heel and joined the NWA and was the third guy. Dude, I have not seen so much trash in my life in a ring, dude, until Matt Cardona won that GCW championship, which he didn't deserve because he was a – well, he deserved it. I loved every second of it. But now that I – you know what I'm saying? His attitude is a shit as he's going to talk about Detroit.
Fuck Detroit.
Fuck you, Greg.
Can you blame him? I mean, besides, we got a hot wrestling team.
Oh,
what do we
God.
Have to be
Here
proud
you
of
go.
In this fucking
Here
shit
Here you
town?
Go. It, you, hey, that's like saying Jeremiah Gomez beat me in the drinking contest. Greg, don't start. Don't start.
We're broke as fuck.
Are we going to have to show
fucking
up to that
decent
show?
McDonald's
Are we gonna...
within 100 miles of here in any direction? I mean, come on, bro. Hey, how did your breakfast go this morning, Day-Day? How are them French toast sticks? Oh, yeah. They fucked that up. Hey, just one
example. Hey, fuck you.
Example.
Hey, that was a funny thing. That's a true story from this morning. Fuck you, Greg.
I mean, it just came right to mind. It's like... I mean, that's just one thing. There's not a decent McDonald's or Burger King, for that matter, within a fucking 100-mile radius of here. This place is drizzling
whatever.
Shit. Can't even find a decent fucking building to have wrestling in this fucking town.
That's not my fault. I mean, I didn't say about...
We got weed. We got weed.
We got
that's
weed,
it.
Exactly. Weed makes everything better. Weed makes everything better.
Okay, well, build us a fucking hemp pole barn so we can have a wrestling show Saturday.
Let's do it. Let's find
Let's
this
do
shit.
It. Start stacking bricks, brother.
We're going to stack some bricks and we're going to build up sticks and we're going to have that match. We will build and they will come.
What sports team do we have to be proud of right now? We got
the
Red Wings.
No,
wait, no.
Hey, I've never said
the Tigers.
Wait. I've never said
the Pistons. Absolutely not.
I never said
the
sports team was winning. I don't know about the sports team. I mean, I don't pay attention to any sport but wrestling. So I don't care about the Detroit teams. I said the wrestling fans.
Okay. Well, then I'll smarten you up. They're all ass. Every sports team from this town is ass. Straight ass.
It's been.
That's all you need to know.
They have been ass forever. The only championship Detroit has won was 90 and 91 and 04, whatever that was. That's it. The,
no, the Red Wings
have been
were
bad boys since
it.
The '90s.
The Red Wings
now
were the
fucking...
were the New England Patriots of hockey. But we ain't gonna talk about hockey. I'm just saying that. Well, how are you gonna hate on Matt Cardona for telling you the truth, dude? For telling
hold on.
Something that deep down in your heart you already
and
know.
And you know what
else
he said? Hold on. I'm
going to
bring up
shit.
Something else he said. I'm going to bring up something else Matt Cardona said. He's like, I better have my own dressing room that has a bathroom there because I don't want to piss with some marks. Talking about us fans that are bringing in his fucking paycheck.
Dude, you think I want somebody's pecker germs on my fucking action figures? I wouldn't
oh
want
my
fucking nasty germs on Matt Cardona's wrestling figures either.
Greg, Greg,
how do you blame the guy?
You,
I don't want your pecker germs on my action figures.
Why don't you hold
figures?
His stuff while he pees then so he can piss with the marks? Jesus Christ, that dude is fucking terrible.
Dude, the guy is very, obviously, very conscious of, you know, being sanitary and sterile.
Oh, my God.
I mean, there's a...
Do you not pee in the same bathroom as everybody else? Do you not pee in the same bathroom as everybody else?
Yeah, but I'm just one of the marks. I'm not I'm just another one of the marks. I'm just a regular-ass dude. I'm not important like a Matt Cardona. I don't own prototypes of action figures that were never even released.
Listen.
And your pecker paws, you know,
Matt Cardona,
make their way back to one of them prototypes.
Matt Cardona is a regular mother trucker like you and me. If he got out of pee, he could go pee-pee in the pate. No matter where it's at. If you're a man, you're gonna use the bathroom where you gotta use the bathroom. Long story short.
Dude, have you seen the bathrooms in Detroit? You're gonna use any bathroom in this town? Come on now.
I have.
How many motherfuckers would you sit on?
None of them.
Probably about nine.
I wouldn't do that.
Fuck this town.
Still. Man, you know what, Greg? You're terrible. Man,
I'm not even a Matt Cardona guy. I just think it's sweet.
Oh,
he has
action
figures. But he is important.
Right. Hey.
Dude, he got super over on his own. The guy, he's like legendary. What he did with YouTube,
I said that a long time ago. I loved every second of Deathmatch Cardona. That's why I gave him that name.
He was the greatest.
But Deathmatch Cardona.
The greatest heel act in wrestling, dude. A close second to Roman Reigns is the greatest heel act in wrestling.
By the way, Matt Cardona, I made you some sort of a logo or whatever you want to use it as. Mr. Deathmatch Cardona, always bloody ready.
Piss behind the dumpster at the Knights of Columbus, bro. Trust me. You'll thank me later.
I can't wait, dude. Martez, you going to one show or two shows? Which one we going to do?
I'm going to have to do that 12.
You're going to do the 12? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice. For sure. I'm going to have to be at both.
Ooh,
I will likely be at the Horror Slam vs. GCW show.
Then you won't be able to see Matt Cardona.
That'd be all right. He ain't bringing action figures anyway.
You don't know. He said he's doing a pre-sale meet and greet. I kind of have
a slim chance, but, dude, that was nice shit for us old men, dude. You know, and I'm not one to come
you know,
leave early. Like,
you
if
know,
I go, I'm staying.
You know,
and, you know, you're miserable.
You know, I don't stay the whole show.
Kurt Camprio got absolutely ruined. We're going to talk in a little bit about XICW, how fucking fire it was. We got some new champions, too. Unbelievable show, dude. Unbelievable. So, long story short, man, sound guy's car breaks down, right? His water pump drops. It's 200 miles, 150 miles, whatever. He can't make it with his stuff. He has giant speakers and shit. So we got to figure out how to make it work with my ring and stuff. So we make it work, but figuring it out costs us time, morning of, right? So we get up there late, but we get everything set up in time. Afterwards, man, go eat. And we're on our way back, dude. We didn't get back till like 5 in the morning. Antonio had to work. He got home at like 5:40. We got back to, we all met at my house, everybody that rode with me. And then they drove on from there. But, yeah, the Downriver guys got home at like 5:40 in the morning.
Yeah. Damn.
But, man, we got new XICW light heavyweight champion Alex Weir defeats Adam Witt, takes back his championship, and Mongo, finally somebody he didn't defeat Congo Kong, but he won the match, and he is the United States champion. The main event was DBA and Tommy Vendetta pretty much battled to a no contest. Neither man could answer the 10 count. And it's announced that next month's show, Tommy Vendetta and DBA champion versus champion, they're going at it again. The Extreme Intense champion versus the Proving Ground champion, last man standing. So that's gonna. But no surprise to anybody, the match of the night, MM3 and Jason Haas, dude. You know, yours truly was the timekeeper for the event. It was always a lot of fun, man, working with XICW. And, man, it never gets old seeing how a wrestling show comes together, man, and how many hats it takes to put on a wrestling show, you know? You need, man, I wouldn't think of all the things at a major wrestling show, you know, that need to be taken into consideration, especially a place like XICW, like the lights on the entrance. Someone had to run that, you know. Bradley and Mongo's boys were selling concessions. Bradley's selling concessions and taking ring gear to the back.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, takes a lot of hands on that. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. So we still gotta touch on our AEW WWE news for the week as well.
Yeah. Well, guys, I just got the message from Sin that he's going, you know, he's doing some things right now to try to make the show happen. So he said he's going to come on next week, but next week we're going to do some time with Sin, but we got Joseph Mandek III and Salvador on the show next week. So we're going to have a triple whammy, guys, next week on the show.
Yeah, if not, man, good brother in Jason, man. Sin is definitely
my
a good brother.
I love him and he knows it. He knows it.
Yeah, and
he's
that's
hard.
What
he
I was trying
to
hint at the beginning, because I've actually been involved in this whole entire process, for which I've never been involved in a whole entire process like this ever in my life, and other people's stress is stressing me out and giving me anxiety. And I mean, it we all took it on as all of our stress, because as I mentioned earlier, we got three big shows, FU, F5,
yeah,
and New Edge's premiere, and they all get canceled, you know, all for different
yeah
reasons. So like in Sin's case, right, he's got a hotel booked here. He's invested in coming here. He was working three shows in 2 days and moving on to it. But, you know, all three got canceled. He's like, you know what? I'm going to make this show happen. And Sin said he didn't, you know, he didn't care what it took. And he said it's just before 5 o'clock. I mean, it's hard. You're trying to find a place to have a wrestling show on a few days notice. It's
it's hard.
Difficult, man.
It's hard.
Yeah. And I mean, especially once it got around 5 o'clock, we knew getting into the afternoon that our opportunities to communicate with folks were coming to an end. And like I said, we had nine minds thinking of any place we could think of, and we live everywhere in three different counties. I mean, we places in Oakland County were discussed, places, you know, Detroit in Macomb County were discussed, from, you know, the hotel in Sterling Heights that has had wrestling shows in the past to, I mean, you name it, it was mentioned. I mean, downriver, that's the hotbed, man. That I know of.
For
I
sure
wish there were.
You know what? You know, I miss Rocky's Pub, bro, where we first fucking started going to wrestling together.
Rocky's is fucking nuked, bro.
What?
Rocky's is nuked. Sin said he looked it up on Google, dude. It's a fucking slab. So
What?
The reason they stopped, there was like a flood there and shit. And from it, like, and not like a rain flood, bro. Like, I want to say sewage backed up into that place or something. And like, it was all fucked up and they like couldn't afford it. But yeah, that place is fucking nuked, dude. It's a fucking slab.
Yeah.
Because I joked and said, well, can we have the fucking show? We have outdoor show on this fucking slab.
Yo, did you, do you know who Jordan Grace is?
Who?
Jordan Grace.
Oh, absolutely. She's actually hot, bro.
Dude, she is, dude. Did you see the new fucking picture that she took? The iconic naked photo with the championship, dude, where her digital media championship,
the
bro.
Shawn Michaels
oh
post?
Oh, my God. So thick
of
Shawn
Michaels
bro.
Post?
Yes, dude. Yes. Yes. Like when Ice Cube said it on Friday, yes. Yes. Man, yes. I'm going to send it to y'all through Messenger real quick.
Now, depending on your taste, going back to this subject, you got to put Jordan Grace on the list, at least in the top 10.
Yes, I agree. I love him thick, bro. I love, you know how I do it. I love him thick.
I feel like a lot of folks do.
I love him thick, bro. I don't know why, but, I mean, she got a little too much muscle, but in this one, she looks really good, but, bro, she's
that, that's
hot.
What I was saying. Like, you know, you see that. I mean, especially right. People are fucking awful, fucking assholes. That's why I like dogs, dude. Fuck people. But you know, fucking bitch is fat. Like, well, dude. First of all, her body fat percentage is probably lower than most men. You know, what I mean, she's not a sloppy mess. She's just a big girl.
Yes, that's it. That's it, bro. That's all it is. That's all it is. He is fucking,
yeah, it's not cool to admit that the thick is hot.
Hell yeah.
Mickey Knuckles.
I agree
is
with
the thick.
I agree with that. Dude, no. I can't get down with Mickey Knuckles. I'm not saying she's ugly, because I've seen her, and she's cute, but I don't know.
The sickness for the thickness, as she says.
No, but Jordan Grace is fine, though. No, Jordan Grace got the face to go with the flaws that she has. Like I said, all that muscle that she got, but she got the face to go with it. So, I mean, she's kind of a win-win situation when it comes to one or the other.
I suppose.
She got
the what do you think of? So, let me ask you this. Brunette Mandy Rose or blonde Mandy Rose?
Brunette Mandy Rose, bro. Brunette Randy,
I 100%
Rose,
agree.
I love this version of Mandy Rose.
We're talking from the shoulders up, Martez, so we can ask your input.
Come on, Greg. Come on, Greg. I like me some brunette Mandy.
Yeah.
Oh, she's so much hotter. I actually...
Okay.
Never really thought of it until I seen a picture of them side by side. I think it was yesterday. Oh, and I got my first Facebook jail ever, actually.
What?
Yep, my first one ever. Out of context, bad joke that, yeah, they didn't like. Well, fuck you, Facebook.
Okay.
They gave me a 24-hour piece. But, yeah.
So,
yeah.
Out of time... You guys know who the Toxic Attraction is? I know you do, Martez, but do you, Greg, do you know Mandy's group? Mandy's group. Toxic Attraction.
What's it called?
Toxic Attraction.
No.
Dude, Martez, who do you think is the hottest out that whole group?
Honestly, you would think it would be Mandy, which she probably is, but... The one that's my favorite is Gigi. Gigi, is it? What's her last name?
The orange head.
Yeah, and it's not because of her looks. It's because something else. I'm sorry.
I know what you're talking about. Them, Them buns that need some honey on them buns.
Listen, y'all two gonna get me in trouble, man. We trying to run a PG and a wholesome.
I invited him to dip his toes in the pool, and he's about waist deep already. Almost to the waist.
No, but mine, for me, the last brunette is my favorite. I don't know when I seen her with that championship. Man, oh my Lord. Woo.
Is Tony Storm in that group?
You said what?
If Tony Storm's not in the group, I'm going with Mandy Rose. I don't give a fuck who's in it.
Mandy Rose
is dying, dude. Had to tell.
She is.
With any color hair, she's a dime.
Absolutely.
She is, 100%. I agree with you 100% because, I mean, look, we're going to go back on this subject. And Martez, we're going to leave you out because we don't want to get you in trouble.
Thank you.
So, dude, Mandy Rose's ass, bro. Oh, my Lord. I mean, Jesus. Forgive me, Lord. Forgive me, Lord.
That's arguably number one. Alexa is up there. Bailey's up there, but I don't know. Mandy might be number one, dude. She's so perfectly 100%. Proportionate.
Nope, you know what? I have to disagree with you. You know who's giving her a fight for her money? The young Sky Blue. Sakle Blue. Oh, my Lord. Oh, I love that girl.
I seen Sky Blue live. You weren't there. Wait a minute. Let me think. Yes, dude, I took a picture for you. Where was I? Where did I see Sky Blue?
What?
Oh, I totally meant to tell you about that.
Call me?
It may have been Jacob Braun's party.
Oh, Lord, my heart hurts. Greg, you're going to give me a heart attack, and you're gonna give me a heart attack. I'm going to go to the hospital.
I did. I took a picture for you, too.
Oh, my Lord. Oh, little Brother Greg, like my brother Coco says, Brother Greg, you hurt my feelings. Brother Coco, you get to take over the show because Brother Greg's the one that came.
I know where it was.
Brother Coco.
It was at ICW. Yeah, I think that's where it was, at the deathmatch circus.
My heart hurts.
That's where it was.
So, yes, it's either Mandy or Sky Blue, bro, on that tip.
Sky Blue's not even in the top 10. I see what you're saying, but I don't think she's in the top 10. I could come up with 9 better ones.
Oh, like who?
I mean, there's surely 9. I mean, Alexa, Mandy, Bailey, Tony Storm. That's 4 real quick and easy.
Okay.
Way
I get
higher.
But I like Sky Blue, though.
You have to appreciate that for what it is. And how it is proportionate to the rest.
It is definitely proportionate.
There's good things going on there, man. I'm just saying.
Yeah, for sure. But we're here to talk about wrestling, damn it, not asses. If we're going to talk about asses, we got to put on the song, I'm an ass man. Bum, bum. No, I'm just joking. I don't know, man. Dude, wrestling is fucking great again. Wrestling is fucking great no matter what way you look at it. WWE, AEW, Indies, semi-pro, everything, bro. Just like wrestling is fucking dope again. Deathmatch. Deathmatch is fucking big. It's so big right now. You got the Briscoes coming into GCW and winning the GCW tag team titles from Second Gear Crew. Dude, wrestling is great. And I can't wait till these shows come out.
They're the current Horror Slam Tag Team Champions.
Yes. You know what, Greg? at one of them shows, and I'm almost 99% sure, and I haven't gotten no insight yet, but I'm pretty sure the Briscoes are going to be defending them tag team titles at one of them shows.
I certainly would hope so.
I do too. Because what's going to happen is if they end up defending it at the GCW show or the Horsemen versus GCW show against Second Gear Crew, Death Threat Army could come out and make it a triple threat tag team match for all four, winner takes all gold, because they can come out and say, hey, I want to come and capture, reclaim my tag team titles from, you know, the Horsemen tag team titles. Boom. You got the Briscoes versus the second gear crew versus the Death Threat Army, Detroit's own Death Threat Army, dude. That would be one hell of a fucking triple threat tag team title match for all of it. I could see that happening.
I think that DTA is owed a fair rematch for the championships at the very least.
I agree with that. I agree with that. But to make it interesting, keep it interesting, is to make it the triple threat. When have you ever seen Death Threat Army take on
that's bullshit.
The Second Gear Crew and the Briscoes? And the Briscoes. Legendary Ring of Honor Tag Team Champions, the Briscoe Brothers. You got to think about that.
No, that's bullshit. They need a one-on-one. They shouldn't. I mean, yeah, they... I think when someone defends a title in a triple threat match and loses it, they should get a one-on-one or two-on-two, as the case may be, or three-on-three as trios titles.
That's what it really would boil down to. It's just teams. It would boil out to one.
I'm saying one team versus one team. The champions that lost the championship should get an opportunity to face the new champion or champions, as the case may be, depending on the title. But, yeah.
I don't know, man. I just can't wait for these shows. These shows are going to be fire, dude. The GCW versus Horsemen round two, and then the fucking GCW show the day after. They're going to be some fire shows. I can't wait. Nick fucking Gage is going to be there both nights. Matt Cardona, which I can't wait to see that fucking sucker. And dude, just Alex Zane, me and you got Taco Bell and Baja Blast all night long, buddy.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Anthem Big Red. Anthem Big Red.
Then, have you seen the Pro Wrestling All-Stars Trios Championship?
Dude, I love them championships, and yes, I can't wait. I can't wait for that. Also, dude, we're going to be able to hang out with Johnny Bravo because I offered him some dinner, and he said that that's good. What?
Fuck that guy.
You know what?
And that fucking asshole, Kyle.
Jesus is my guy, bro. Don't even start. Greg, don't start your shit.
You're a chin strap Kyle guy?
I am. Remember, we made that shirt for him, Mitch's Bitch. Remember that?
Yeah.
Before he was the undeniable champion.
Okay.
Before anything,
who
man.
Who has that coward beat lately?
He's the undeniable champion. He won that match.
Yep.
Didn't he win on Friday?
There's a lot of exciting wrestling going all around here.
Yes, it is.
XICW, I believe it is the 14th.
Hey, how did you like the new graphics that I made, guys?
Which one?
The one with Salvin on John Maddox.
Say it again.
You didn't see it? The
maybe the
laser
from today.
Yeah, I sent you it. It's got Joseph Mandak and Salvin on.
Oh, Mandarin. I know what you're saying. Yes. Yeah, that's sweet. The flyer made, man.
Hell yeah.
Yeah, that was a different approach. You took a different approach on that flyer. That was it was sweet. I ain't gonna lie, it was sweet.
Yeah, I was trying to do something
about
different
yesterday. I'm not a great judge of things like that because, like, I don't pay attention to detail. Like, you know, when they stage, like, they'll stage a purse snatching or something from a bunch of people, and they'll ask a bunch of people, and they'll have different stories what the guy was wearing. They'll all be different, you know. Like, we were talking about that actually last night, and I'm like, I literally don't know what my son is wearing. Like, if he came up missing, he'd be like, I don't know. Same thing with my wife.
Know.
Like, I mean, and if you know my wife, she might be wearing pajama pants. She might not be wearing pants at all. She might just have a big T-shirt on.
Oh,
like, I don't know.
There you go. Dude, also, quick happy birthday. I forgot. I'm sorry, brother. Alex Zane, happy birthday, brother. When you get here, man, I got you. I forgot. Today's his birthday.
Alex Zane, friend of the show. Martez,
yes,
what do we got to look forward to, brother? We got Tuesday.
Well, yeah, we got Tuesday coming up. We've been talking about a lot of juicy stuff on Wrestle Talking to G lately. We try not to hold no punches.
What are we talking about?
Our main topic this week is going to be Biggie Langston came out and said that Seth Rollins is his first ballot Hall of Famer. So we're definitely going to discuss that. Is Seth Rollins a Hall of Famer at this point in his career? We got a few other things.
I agree with him. I agree with him.
Then call into the show Tuesday.
Yeah.
Call into the show on Tuesday. So what are we talking about last week? What's the show that we need to catch up on?
What? Refresh my mind. I might be missing what you –
Give me some of your juicy topics from the last show.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Now you put me on the spot. Oh,
tell these motherfuckers why they need to go back and listen to this show.
Yeah, man. I went hard on Tony Khan because I'm sorry. I have somebody talking.
Oh,
in the background.
Man.
I'm gonna put my microphone on mute.
Uh-oh. You went hard on Tony Khan. We tried to get him to go hard on Tony Khan, but we could only get him to go soft
hard
on Tony Khan.
Yeah, I'm back. Yeah, I went pretty hard on Tony Khan. Some of the guys disagree with me. Dominic disagreed with me. We had a heated discussion about Charlotte Flair. I feel like people give Charlotte Flair a hard time. The other guys disagreed with me, so we talked a lot about that.
Charlotte might be the GOAT of women's wrestling, in my opinion.
Yeah,
she could be that.
Truly might be the GOAT.
You know what? I kind of agree with that. I'm 50-50 on that because I mean, let's all be honest. Let's all be honest with all honesty, bro. Without her father's name, dude, I don't think she would have ever been in wrestling, and I don't ever think she would have been the GOAT that she is today. I'm sorry.
If it weren't for her father's name, she wouldn't have chosen wrestling. But the fact that she is a Flair makes the character that much better and puts her that much higher up the pedestal. Because again, in wrestling, there's a lot of things, man. There's the in ring and then there's the character that she has it all, dude. The look, the character, the athleticism, the psychology. I truly believe that. And in 10 years, because dude, think about it, man. It's been 10, 11 years that she's been relevant, is winning championships. It's the main roster thing. That's been a while now, man. And
yeah,
been in and out, but dude, I think Charlotte might be the GOAT, bro.
Yeah. Well, let's get into that
even
more next week.
And also, just like I say about LeBron, it's another difference is that there is more talent around her. Trish Stratus was the greatest in an era where there weren't a lot of great women's wrestlers. There were a few. Luna could have wrestled if they'd have let her. Sherry Martel and Medusa were the only great wrestlers of their era, so they are automatically, up there in the conversation, And both ladies would have been awesome in this era with all the, you know, all the talent that's everywhere. And, you know, from Sasha to Becky to, you know, I mean, Ronda took to it like a fish to water. Natalya, another great, you know. And, again, Natalya and Beth Phoenix, there wasn't a lot going on in that era. Nobody that can touch Charlotte Flair, and nobody can argue that. Not even, if anybody's close, it's Natty. But I think Charlotte's the GOAT, dude.
Yeah. Well, shoot, like I said, we're almost out of time. But, yeah, we'll get more into next week, and we'll get into it on Tuesday. So I'm going to get out of here. Southwest Texan Day Cruz, my brother Greg DeMarc, my brother Montez, I love you guys. I can't wait till next week to see what kind of dirt we can get from Joseph Maddock III and Cy Renaro, and hopefully Sean Taylor, former Ring of Honor referee, former Ring of Honor wrestler, and former Ring of Honor six-man tag team champion. So see you guys next week.
Peace. Peace.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting, we got that. The Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruise. Yeah. Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Non-stop action, interesting, we got that. The Southwest Texan, Day-Day Cruise. Greg DeMarc and Martez, they them dudes.
They go.
Welcome to the Rated R Wrestling Podcast. Yeah. Non-stop action, interesting, we got that.
Woo.
The Southwest Texan,
yeah.
Day-Day Cruise.
Okay.
Greg DeMarc and Martez, they them dudes.
Yo, it's your boy, Day-Day Cruise. I'm out here making moves. See how the hell...